In our selfie happy world, where we can take a photo any time of anything we want, it's tough to conceive of life where photography is banned, no photographs ever, or face severe punishment. From 1996 until 2001, that was life in Afghanistan under the Taliban. After the Taliban fell from power, a free press was born. Photojournalism was born. And now, as foreign troops in the media begin to pull out of Afghanistan, what will become of those left behind? A new documentary film called Frame by Frame tries to answer that question by taking us to Afghanistan. We meet four Afghan photojournalists as they work to reframe their country for the world and for its people. Co-director Mo Scarpelli is with us now. She grew up in Big Rapids, which is where Frame by Frame will have its Michigan debut on September 10th. Mo, what is the story that you want to tell through your film?
Like you said, you know, we take so many selfies, we take pictures all the time. What is it like to actually take photographs for as a professional in a space that it used to be completely outlawed? And what does the culture think of that? And what are the things that you face, the challenges you face in that job? So I was really excited about this opportunity. We went. We thought we were going to make a short film, met four people who just blew us away. They were incredible and all had very unique takes on what they did and also on how they cover their own country.
We meet these four, as you say, very different photojournalists. I'm wondering, what have they seen and documented and been able to accomplish since they were free to take out a camera without fear? What's it been like for them?
There's a really interesting dichotomy here because three of them are young. They were children during and early teens during the Taliban regime. So they either left the country or they were in the country and living through war and just trying to persevere and didn't really ever, you know, consider using photography to tell stories. But they were, all of them have this story of, you know, early on in life, recognizing how important it is to document what's happening around you, because you don't agree with what's happening to your people. You don't always understand, and you're trying to convey the pain of your own country and the joys too, you know, within the midst of war, because life does go on. And then one of the subjects of the film, Najibullah Musafir, is a teacher. He's an older gentleman, and he actually shot in secret during the Taliban. So Najibullah was a painter, and he painted portraits of Mujahideen commanders, and he made these relationships with them because he was contracted to paint portraits of them. And so then he used that access with them to go to the north when the Taliban and the Mujahideen were fighting. He went up there to document the front lines of war, and he uncovered a genocide that was happening among Hazara people in the north. Hmm. And because he had his camera, he was smuggling film through, his film canisters were being smuggled through checkpoints of the Taliban to look like pill bottles, you know, like medicine, like he was delivering medicine to people. And so they just wave him past.
Boy. And it seems, Mo, that the images in your film, the faces and the smiles and the beautiful images of buildings in the countryside, all of that could really help bridge this chasm that we feel toward this country that's so unknown to us.
Yes. Yes, I definitely think that's true. And, you know, a lot of our cinematography was very influenced and informed by the amazing photography of the photographers that we were following. You know, it was kind of this, we wanted to convey the sense of empathy that they all find within their photographs, and the sense of tragedy and the sense of hope and all these things mixed together. And so the cinematography was always something that was really big for us. When we arrived in Afghanistan, you know, we got there, we see how beautiful things are when we first arrived and how the light filters through the dust in the air. Kabul is surrounded by mountains. And so in every direction you can look around, you see an amazing horizon. And the people are so warm and open for the most part and hospitable. I mean, Afghans are known for that. And there's just so much there for making a really beautiful film. I mean, just a cinematic film outside of story. We were just so surprised it hasn't been done more. Honestly, a lot of the images we see in Afghanistan, if they're not photographs, which there's amazing photographers who have come into Afghanistan and taken photographs and tried to capture this nuance, right, of Afghanistan. But there's very few films that have been shot in Afghanistan that really tap into the feel of the place.
Your film is visually stunning. And these people we meet are, you care very much about these photojournalists. And so I have to ask, now that the drawdown is moving along, what do they see for their future?
All four of them do have a thread of hope. But they also have been through a situation before in their lifetime, if you can imagine, where Afghanistan was completely forgotten by the world. So it's not entirely, you know, foreign to them that that could happen again. And I think they're kind of preparing themselves for that as well.
It is a stunning film, and you are going to make Big Rapids your hometown, the site of the first theatrical showing in Michigan. And you can actually get tickets for that by going to framebyframethefilm.com/Big Rapids. But also just go to framebyframethefilm.com. You can request a screening in your area and find out more about this incredibly stunning film that has been making the rounds of the film festivals. And now it's time to get Frame by Frame and the story of these Afghan photojournalists into the theaters. And we've been talking with Big Rapids native Mo Scarpelli, who is the co-director of the film. It is incredibly powerful, and I'm really glad we had a chance to share your vision for the film and your hopes for the film.
Thanks so much for having me. That was a pleasure.